Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good morning. What a great Friday it is already, and it's absolutely beautiful where I am at, and I hope it is where you are as well. It's always great to start the day when it's just absolutely beautiful outside. And actually, no matter where you're at, I bet you could see some beauty outside your window right now. Maybe you saw some beauty this morning before you even got to your work or your destination. So go ahead and take an opportunity to look outside. Look out your window and see how absolutely beautiful life is. So this is your first 15 minutes of inspiration with Dawn Grant. Enjoy with Dawn Grant. And I like to help you to start your day from a positive perspective and a positive focus, and even give you something to kind of mull over throughout your day, throughout your morning, to get you going in the right direction. Because you are what you perceive life to be, that your day is basically what you make it. If you roll out of bed and you think, I've had a really awful night's sleep and I feel yucky and I think I'm coming down with something, you'll find proof for that. There's no doubt about it. You'll find proof for that in your body, in your life. So why don't you try starting your day thinking, and again, you can actually fool your mind by doing this. If you've been listening to me talk in some of the other shows, you hear me say things about how important your thoughts are. But you could actually roll out of bed knowing that you've only slept a few hours maybe. You could roll out of bed and say, I feel great. In spite of just sleeping a few hours, I'm actually really surprised at how good I feel. And you could tell yourself that my body's healthy and I'm strong and I feel wonderful. And do you know that you'll actually find proof for that as well? So it is what you make it. It is what you focus upon. You could tell yourself, I'm confident, I'm strong, I feel great. And so most of these quotes that I bring to you are about success and living healthy and happy lives. So today's 15 minutes of inspiration, and the quote is this. These are four steps to accomplishment. Plan purposefully, prepare prayerfully, proceed positively, and pursue persistently. And those are basically an order of how to go about doing that. I help my clients to find themselves and to figure out the uniqueness of who they are and take them through exercises of self-discovery. And we always start with the first step of figuring out who you are. And you can't plan purposefully unless you know who you are, what you desire in your life, what makes you feel joyful, what brings out that passion in you. And we all have it. We all have that within us. It's just taken the time long enough to figure out what it is. So planning purposefully, you know, planning is drawing up kind of a design. It's figuring out what you want and maybe having an outline of it. You can plan for work. You can plan a vacation. You can plan what type of relationship that you would strive the most in. Just like you would do really well at a certain type of job with certain types of situations and circumstances around you, you want to also recognize that you will do really well in a certain type of relationship with a certain type of person. So I've had some people say to me, well, you know, there isn't Mr. Perfect or Mrs. Perfect out there. What you want to recognize is that there is a perfect for you. And you can weigh certain things to come up with what that is. But a lot of people I speak to kind of have a little bit of an issue with, well, would you really plan out what kind of person you want in your life? Well, yes. Just like you would plan out a career or the type of work that you want to be doing, certain things bring you more joy than others. And if you have passion in your work, wouldn't you also want to have passion in a relationship? Wouldn't you want to have passion in all the other areas of your life? Well, there's only certain things that will bring you passion. There's only certain things that will make you feel really great. And that's depending on the uniqueness of who you are and what you desire in your life. So you have to plan purposely. For me, I would say, for all areas of your life. So be very purposeful. Have a clear purpose, have a clear aim, have clear intentions, have clear thoughts about who you are and what you desire in your life. And then as I told my girlfriend yesterday, I told her she's looking for a relationship with a guy, and I said, you know, do you offer all of those things to your man that's coming into your life? So not only are you planning purposefully as far as what you want for the surroundings and circumstances of your career, your life situations, or relationship, whatever it is, you don't only want to plan for the outside, you want to plan for the inside. What are you offering? If you want to be with somebody who's driven and successful and funny and goes with the flow, and do you offer that yourself? Because that person is going to want that from you as well. If they're in a healthy place in their life, they're going to want that from you as well. And so plan purposefully. Decide who you are and what you want out of life. Decide who you are and what you want out of the different key elements of your life. And then prepare prayerfully. So preparing is making yourself ready beforehand for a particular reason. So if we go to the whole relationship example, preparing yourself, make yourself ready for that Mr. Right or that Mrs. Right. Figure out what you want first, plan purposefully, and then prepare for it. Prepare not only within yourself, but start to put into action the circumstances around you. Prepare beforehand for a particular reason. Pull elements, put elements together. This takes action. Preparing takes action. Well, prayer is action in and of itself. You can prepare in a lot of different ways. But how about preparing through prayer? Why not take this to a whole another level? It is said, ask and it is given. You have to ask. We have free will here on earth. You have the freedom to make choices. That's one of the really great things about being here on earth in this life experience. Because you do have free will. No matter what your religious beliefs are, you've got to know that there is something else going on out there. And it's basically been proven that what you ask for, you shall receive. You got to be careful what you ask for. Now, you also want to know that there's some life lessons that do occur, and sometimes you don't get what you want. But all of you, and myself included, would know that maybe a month down the road, a year down the road, 2 years down the road, as you reflect back on that thing you thought you wanted, end up turning out really well that you didn't end up having it. There was much growth that you learned. There was better waiting for you. With that door that closed, there was an amazing one that opened. So look at it that way. You want to pray. You want to ask for what you want. And if for all of those out there that are believers in the law of attraction, this is the same concept. You have to ask for what you want. You have to prepare prayerfully. Know what you desire. Focus upon it. Repeat it. Ask for it. Say it. Speak it. Put it not only from thought, but speak it and put it into an even stronger energy. Thoughts do have energy, but when the word is spoken, it's even stronger. And then it, just as an aside, put the emotion behind it, and then it's catapulted into reality even faster. So how about proceed positively? Again, for you law of attraction people, proceeding positively, you know that you have to maintain a positive mindset. And again, as I would tell any of my clients, why not? There is absolutely zero good that comes from a negative thought. I challenge any one of you, you can give me a phone call at any time, give me one good thing that comes from a negative thought. There is no good that comes from a negative thought. So what I would say is any time that you feel a negative thought or experience a negative thought, have a feeling of a negative feeling in your body, that is a signal to you that what you're doing in that moment is not conducive to who you are and what you truly desire in your life. It is not conducive to the planning that you're purposefully doing. It's not conducive to the preparing that you're praying about. You are given the guidance system, a spiritual guidance system of an emotion that helps you by giving you a negative emotion when something does not feel right to you or is not, it's not conducive to who you are and what you're planning for. And it gives you a positive emotion when something is conducive to who you are and what you're planning for and preparing prayerfully for. A positive emotion is a signal to you that what you're asking for through prayer, your thought in that moment is conducive to it. A positive emotion is letting you know that what you are planning for purposefully, that what you're doing in that exact instant is conducive to it. So proceed along this plan for what you're praying for. Proceed positively. And anytime there's a negative emotion, say, oh, what I'm doing, thinking, or experiencing, or even this person that's around me right now is not conducive to who I am and what I'm planning and praying for. Just take it as a signal. Don't go down with that ship, though. Don't go down with that negative emotion. Don't continue to hang out with that person that's bringing you a negative feeling. Don't force issues that are making you feel negative. Don't force circumstances, events, people into your life that bring about a negative feeling because they are not conducive to who you truly are and what you want. And that is your signal. That is your spiritual guidance system. So proceed positively. Stay in positive zone because you function better there anyways. There's better things that come in the outcome when you're staying positive, but it's also your guidance system. So pay attention to it. And then pursue persistently because guess what? Life is a series of challenges and learning experiences. We learn the most from the most difficult times, the ones that really bring us down, the ones that make us sad, the ones that challenge us and say, what is going on within me? What is going on? Why did this just happen? You have to reflect. You have to learn from your experiences so that you can apply that wisdom in the moments from here on out and then be perfecting yourself in your life, be having even more wonderful things in your life because you're learning and growing along the way. So if you pursue persistently, that is recognizing that you are following the direction that you've set for yourself, that you're planning for, that you're praying about, that you're feeling positive feelings about. And you have to pursue it persistently because there will be highs and lows and there will be ups and downs. There will be challenges. It is 100% guaranteed. You might as well put one of the labels that says 100% guaranteed right across it because it is guaranteed that you will have challenges in your life because they will challenge you and help you to be stronger, more confident, more focused, more driven, more determined to get what you want. You have to recognize that there will be those challenges. So when you feel passion about something in your life, again, it could be a relationship with a person, it can be work-related, it can be anything. If you have those positive feelings associated with it, you've prepared for it, you're praying about it, you have to know that you will be given challenges. You will be challenged on how strongly you desire that in your life. You will be challenged because it will make you a better person. It will help you to be even more clear about, damn it, this is what I want. Because you fight for it then. The passion within you then gets stronger about it. Your desire for it gets stronger because you know even more clearly, this is what I want. I'm not settling for anything less. I desire this and I deserve it. So pursue persistently. So I thank you for tuning in. I hope that you take this all the way through into your weekend. Plan purposefully. Prepare prayerfully. Proceed positively. And pursue persistently. These are the four steps to accomplishment in any area of your life. How about we just say in all areas of your life? So make sure you say hello to Miss Luna and Loca and that you have an absolutely amazing day. And thanks for tuning in.